Parshas Vayeshev begins with the words Vayeshev Yaakov be'eretz Megori Aviv be'eretz Kanaan, and Yaakov dwelt in the land of his father's habitation, in the land of Canaan. Now, at first glance, this pasuk seems to be telling us some historical facts about Yaakov Avinu's journey. But the Rebbe explains that there's actually a much more timeless, deeper spiritual message that we can learn from these words, Vayeshev Yaakov, and that's all based on a teaching of the Mizritch Magid, who was a prime student of the Baal Shem Tov and the teacher of the Alter Rebbe. The Magid explained, what does it mean, Vayeshev Yaakov? Vayeshev refers to engaging in a state of hisyashvus, in a state of settledness, in a state of groundingness. So Yaakov became grounded. And this is a story about every Jew, that every Jew is meant to become grounded, ba'oretz, in the material world, in the physical world, in the world of the mundane. Migure. The Magid interprets the term migure to mean to collect, based on a pasuk in Mishle, which says oyger b'kayitz, one who collects in the summer. So the idea is that Yaakov is engaging in an act of collecting, where every Jew is engaged in an act of collecting while they are grounded in the material, while they're grounded in the physical world. What is it that they're collecting? They're collecting what the Arizal called the nitzoitzis, the sparks of holiness which inhere in everything in this world. And then the word Aviv symbolizes that why is it the case that we're engaging in the physical world to collect these sparks? It's for the sake of our Father in heaven. It's for the sake of Hashem. It's to make Hashem's world a beautiful place and to do it in a state of commitment to Hashem's vision. And we do this all be'eretz Kanaan. We learn in the Navi Zechariah that the word Kanaan refers to a merchant. It refers to engaging in commerce. So be'eretz Kanaan means in a state of commerce. And the idea is that just as very often in business, you'll put a lot of money out, you'll lay out money in order to ultimately make back a big return on your investment. In a similar fashion, it's our job to leave our comfort zone, to leave our space of personal spiritual tranquility, and instead to be committed to serving Hashem and engaging in Hashem's purpose in this world, of specifically engaging in the mundane, specifically engaging in the lowly, in order that we ultimately elevate the lowly and the mundane. Through elevating the lowly and the mundane, we'll be able to achieve a much higher spiritual level than we had ever achieved before. So the Rebbe has just reinterpreted or just given us a deeper layer of meaning in this pasuk of Vayeshev Yaakov be'eretz Megori Aviv be'eretz Kanaan. Vayeshev means being in a state of settledness. Yaakov refers to every Jew. Be'eretz refers to the physical world, the first mundane. Megure refers to collecting the sparks of holiness which exist in the mundane. Aviv refers to our Father in heaven. And Kanaan tells us there's return on investment. The Rebbe adds two closing points to this idea. The first is that it's very important to specifically be involved in the mundane, to specifically be involved in the Eretz, because sometimes we're involved in the Nyanim of Shemayim. By learning deep ideas in Torah, and we learn a lot of deep ideas, or maybe we engage in very complex meditation and davening, we can feel overly proud of ourselves, become prideful and haughty. But sometimes by engaging in the simple and the mundane, you won't feel haughty, and you're more likely to connect to Hashem through serving Him in more mundane ways. The ways in which other people won't notice and seem to be mundane, seem to be a chore, those mitzvahs are sometimes the things that connect us most deeply to Hashem. And finally, says the Rebbe, that this idea of Eretz Kanaan, of having a great return on investment after engaging in the physical world, has a certain messianic tinge to it. First of all, in the Navi Zechariah, the idea of a merchant of Kanaan is associated with the ultimate messianic redemption. But furthermore, says the Rebbe, through engaging in your personal journey of uplifting the sparks of holiness that you encounter in the mundane things of your own life, you personally enter a state of personal redemption. You live an uplifted, better life, a life that is redeemed within your private sphere. And the more people who have a redeemed life in their private sphere, will it be the case that the entire world will achieve redemption?